The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. Jen Kearns sitting in for the big guy Joe today and enjoying our 10%. Happy Friday, everybody. A great hour ahead for you. And so excited that my next guest is about to join us. He is a former special agent with the FBI and the host of the Experts podcast, and an expert he is indeed. Welcome to the show, my friend Jonathan Gillum.
Hey, good to be with you, my friend.
Hey, it feels like you and I just spoke. I was telling the guys in the last hour that I had you on my show last night to pre-tape my show for Sunday. I have my own radio show, All American Radio. And I thought we were just going to recap the conversation we had yesterday, but apparently there's breaking news overnight in this Idaho case. And I'm so glad we have you this morning to sort of wade through this. So two things happened overnight, Jonathan, and that is police have now done an about face on the about face that they did yesterday. Remember yesterday they came out, they said, we don't believe this was a targeted incident. The prosecutor misspoke. And now today they're saying it's back on. They still believe it's targeted. They're just not sure exactly if it was the house that's targeted or if it was a person. And the second revelation that broke overnight is that there was a sixth person on the lease at the house that the murders took place in. But detectives say that this person, they have not named yet, and this person was not present during the quadruple homicide. What exactly is going on here, Jonathan Gillum?
So, you know, it almost appears as though they're now trying to make some headlines so it looks like they're doing something, because I read both those stories, and the one about the sixth person on the lease is really the most ridiculous story I've read. I mean, it says everybody has these salacious headlines, which means that the police released it as though they broke something, and, you know, like broke some news. But yeah, the story isn't, it's nothing. In the story, it says they already vetted the person out. So I don't know. That doesn't factor into anything. If the police have already found that the person was not there, well, then they're not a subject. So, you know, that's a very, it just seems to me like the investigation is going so slow that now they're trying to come up with headlines to make it look as though they're doing stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about targeting, we talked about this yesterday, which, by the way, I have not slept since we did our interview yesterday.
That makes two of us.
Yeah. So when I was talking to you, one of the things I said was that I don't like this word targeting, or that was targeted, because that's like saying that a terrorist is a lone wolf when they have the same ideology as somebody who crashed a plane into the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. So just because they did it themselves, the media and law enforcement call them a lone wolf, I never liked that term. So I think when we look at targeted, it's misleading. It makes people think that, or assume that, this person was following them or had been stalking the house for long periods of time. And we don't know that. As far as what they're releasing, we don't know that. Like I told you yesterday, though, we do know that the individual waited until the house shut down. So he was watching the house, and apparently the way I believe he entered on the second floor and didn't go down to the first floor, because the first floor is almost like a separate house attached to it. Mm-hmm. The killings went on the second floor and the third floor. So, and they look straight into where these girls live. I think that the guy was out there, whether he just chose that, he'd been looking at the neighborhood, or whether he did follow them. When they say it's targeted, unless they have specific information that says that those people were targeted for a specific reason, I think it's dangerous to use that terminology, because people believe that it's probably not going to happen again because they just wanted those people. And yeah, I think that's a bad way to say it.
Yep. We're talking with Jonathan Gillam. He's a former FBI special agent and the host of the Experts podcast, and also the author of a book on, this very topic about how to protect yourself. We'll talk about that in a minute. Jonathan, the police, I've noticed also in the last couple of days, are appealing really to the students, I think, in saying, hey, you know, you may have been engaged in some behavior, some activity that your parents might not be proud of. And we, as you know, the police just want you to know, we're not interested in that behavior. We're not going to investigate that behavior, but we need you guys to come forward. That right. also matches what Kaylee's father said yesterday on Fox. He said that there may have been some sort of party, maybe like a drug party is the inference I was getting, where these kids don't want to come forward. How do you appeal to kids in an investigative process like this? Do you use the carrot or the stick? Do you start pulling these kids in and making them talk? Or how do you do that as a former FBI guy?
Well, if the first thing you try to do is, you know, give them room to come on in themselves and talk, and let them know that you're not after them for that, right? This is a college. These types of things happen. I've been saying all along that I believe that's why they called people over to the house before the police got there, was because they literally wanted to clean the house up from any drug paraphernalia or anything that was there. And
wow.
that's what my assumption was. My assumption is that that's what occurred, because it doesn't make any sense. If you found somebody dead or passed out, you're not going to call your friends to come over. You can call the police, call 911.
Wow, so, such a great point.
Yeah, so that's the way I think that occurred. So it wouldn't be a surprise to me at all. And if law enforcement is telling them that, then hopefully these people will be smart enough, these young adults would be smart enough, if they saw something, that they would tell them. But if they don't, then law enforcement, they should start vetting all these people, you know, people that were in the fraternity that two of the people are at, the people that were at the club that the two girls were at. You play when it comes to investigations, you try to give people the opportunity to come in and talk. If they don't want to talk and you need to find information from them, then you go get that information from them. And that's the way that works. I mean,
do you think they're doing that? Do you think they've talked to everyone in the corner club that night, Jonathan?
I doubt it. They would probably have communicated with people who use a credit card, people that they could identify on camera. But there's going to be a tremendous amount of people that come in and out of these areas that they probably just, you know, they don't have a way to identify who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm assuming. They could have identified everyone. But I'll tell you, you know, working investigation is like using radios when you're out in the field in the military. You take five radios and, you know, one of them works, which means you can't communicate with anybody else. You should have bought six. So because four of them doesn't, they don't work. So investigations, you set out to do something and it becomes complicated because people won't cooperate, or because you just don't have the technology to find out, you know, who these people are. You know, DNA is the same way. You can collect DNA, but if somebody has never given DNA, they've never been in trouble, and so the law enforcement doesn't have access, they don't know whose DNA this is.
Right.
They will have to wait until they talk to a subject, and if their DNA matches, then that will help out. But until then, DNA that's unknown is, you know, it's kind of something that's just there.
Yeah, incredible. Well, we're talking with Jonathan Gillam. He's a former FBI special agent and the host of the Experts podcast, and also the author of a new book, Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. Boy, that sounds like those skills could have certainly come in handy. Forward of the book, by the way, written by Sean Hannity. So check that out. Sounds like a great Christmas gift, stocking stuffer. Jonathan, in the last few minutes we have with you, I want to sort of do a quick round of debunk the theory, and you tell me if some of these theories going around the internet sound plausible or not. there was a report on Reddit, of course, you know, these internet detectives. I am one of them, by the way, up at 4 a.m. reading through the Reddit threads. there's a report on Reddit that law enforcement said that a neighbor turned into them a ring video right after the murders happened, and that they have the eyes of this guy. They said that they saw somebody on a ring camera entering the home. He was wearing a mask, not necessarily a ski mask, could have been a medical, you know, quote unquote, COVID mask. But he turned around, I guess, at the last minute before he went in, according to this report, and they have his eyes. Well, they took this ring doorbell shot. They zoomed in on it, and police took it to a fraternity house and said, do you guys know this guy? And they said, yes. Does that mean it's the next door neighbor guy? Does it mean someone's in a fraternity? They said he lived on that street. Do you think this sounds plausible, or does this sound like internet chatter?
Well, I don't, I mean, I've not heard any other reports of that in the news. And I have to believe that if that had happened, that somebody, a big mouth from the fraternity, would probably have leaked it. One thing I've seen from this investigation is that nobody will shut their mouths. I've never seen so many parents. Every day, one of those girls' dads is on the news talking about this stuff. And it's almost as if they're getting a narcissistic thrill out of it. And I find that very odd. And so I don't think it's a college setting. The cops come and talk to him and say this stuff. It probably would hit the news within an hour.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard any of that. It's plausible, though. If there was a ring camera, you know, I have ring cameras. You can zoom in enough, but it's still fuzzy unless they're right up at the camera.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the dark of night. Okay. Next theory, yes or no. There is talk about Google Analytics for search phrases involving Kaylee Gonsalves and, shall we say, nefarious after dark activities. Some people saying maybe she has an OnlyFans page and that she had that's where the stalker came from. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's possible. You know, even her father, one of the girl's father said that they were a little concerned with what might come out in one of these interviews, and which I, again, thought was odd that he had to say that.
Yeah.
But it very well could be that one of these girls has an OnlyFans page, and if she does, then, you know, that actually gives law enforcement a tremendous amount of leads because you have to have an account. So those accounts could lead back to people. The FBI has incredible internet sleuths that can trace that stuff back. So that's a possibility. And actually, you know, what's interesting about it, if she did have an OnlyFans page, it could help this case, actually, to be honest with you.
That's a great point. Well, Jonathan Gillam, thank you so much. Go get some sleep, sir. Thanks for joining us. Former FBI special agent, host of the Experts podcast, and author of the book Sheep No More, The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Well, that is interesting. You know, you do look at that house, and it is a very Instagrammable house, not saying that that would necessarily equate to an OnlyFans type of site, but a lot of cameras, a lot of photos, a lot of that sort of activity in this house. And boy, if Kaylee Gonsalves did have an account like that, as Jonathan said, that would be tremendously helpful because I think you have to put a credit card down for that kind of stuff. And even if you were to have a VPN, virtual private network, and not wanting, you know, if you're a user of OnlyFans, you don't want people to see that you're on there, you know, FBI has a way of finding that stuff out. So that case gets more strange by the moment. But I appreciate Jonathan Gillam jumping on talking with us about that. Well, let's go take a quick break for traffic with Janelle Crispin.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still going on the Bell Parkway westbound into the Gowanus Expressway. Off the ramp has been reopened. Stalled van before the Gowanus merge cleared, but leftover slowdowns in the Bell eastbound into Erskine Street. We've got a crash on the shoulder. Van Wyck southbound to College Point Boulevard. The exit ramp is closed. A fuel spill following an earlier crash. Better on the FDR Drive northbound into 53rd. There was a crash. It's been cleared. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck. 20 minutes lower deck. 10 to 15. Outbound on the upper deck, there's road work blocking the left lane on the ramp to the Palisades. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 5 to 10. And at the Holland Tunnel, 5 to 10 minute delays from the turnpike approach, about 15 to 20 if you use the 19 approach. We've got 287 northbound to exit 57 Skyline Drive in Oakland. Tractor trailer with a fuel leak. And alternate side of the street parking rules in effect today. It is a gridlock alert day today. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Chrisman with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. This fall, there are updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. If it's been at least 2 months since your primary series or booster, schedule your updated COVID-19 booster dose at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Founded in 1945 by Edward J. Petrillo, Yonkers Contracting Company is one of the few construction firms that has continuously operated for 77 years. Currently under the leadership of Carl E. Petrillo, the company has diversified from its roots as a highway contractor to work on numerous historic and iconic structures. Among these are New York's Penn Station, Grand Central Terminal, and the landmark Brooklyn Bridge. Look over all their projects at YonkersContractingCO.com. Carl Petrillo and Yonkers Contracting are supporters of Yonkers Partners in Education. Yonkers Partners in Education, also known as YPI, is a nonprofit organization that partners with the Yonkers Public Schools to ensure students are ready for, enroll in, and complete college in its 15th year. YPI works with more than 1,200 students across all Yonkers and a community of 250-plus volunteers, providing support with academics, all aspects of the college application process, and the transition from high school to college success. To learn more, visit YPI.org. That's the letters YPIE.org.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A big jobs number is coming out this morning. Economists are expecting the Labor Department's report will show the November payroll gain will be even smaller than October, with around 200,000 jobs added during the month. The figure down from a stronger than expected 261,000 in October. It marked the weakest job growth since December 2020. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 3.7%. While the pace of job growth is slowing, the labor market is still tight with employers outside of the tech sector. There was an average gain of around 423,000 jobs the first 9 months of the year, and the slowdown reflects some increased employer caution. Before the pandemic, though, in 2019, the monthly average was 164,000 jobs gained. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com, code BUSINESS.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Isabel Vincent. My newest book is called Overture of Hope. In the 1930s, two British sisters shared a love of the opera in Germany and Austria. Many of their favorite singers were Jewish, and these performers faced almost certain death in the Holocaust that was coming. My book details the life and death risks it took to rescue them from the Nazis.
Overture of Hope by best-selling author Isabel Vincent is a unique contribution to the history of World War II. Available now wherever books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, and I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And I tell you the stories on the air, and you're going to see the commercials like I tell you on the radio. They took a lot of what I do on the radio, and they put it onto the TV that you will see in the weeks to come, because it's true. When I need the knee pain that I had, the shoulder pain that I had, you know, It got me out of pain in 5 days. 5 days out of pain. And I could do the things around the house, bending down and picking up one of my kids or something, for crying out loud. Even as they get older, you like to, hold them, you know? And or again, something simple as taking out the garbage or going up and down the stairs. And I credit Relief Factor, again, by the grace of God, be able to get out of pain like I got out of pain. And I did it in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. That's all we ask. With that quick start for $19.95, go to relieffactor.com, please, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. To hear more about this particular offer, feel the difference, go to relieffactor.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour, coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. Jen Kern sitting in for the big guy today. Do not adjust your sets. Great show in the works. And boy, aren't we so glad it is Friday. And we're even more glad that our next guest is joining us, Colonel Kurt Schlichter, getting up early out west for us. He's an attorney, one of your favorite guests on the show here, a retired Army infantry colonel with a master's in strategic studies from the United States Army War College. He's a senior columnist at Town Hall and the author of We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. God, I hope that's true. From your lips to God's ears, Kurt Schlichter, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me at O Dark 30.
That's right. Well, that sounds like something you're very, very used to, and we appreciate it. I know it's always a big ask to ask West Coasters to join us. I say that being a former West Coaster myself. Well, I want to talk with you about what's going on in China, given your background with the protests happening over the zero COVID policy. Speaking of zero dark 30, what exactly do we need to know about what's happening there? And where do you think this is going? Do you think ultimately the Communist Party in China will be successful in tamping down, or do you think this really has the legs to go somewhere?
I wish I could say that that I was optimistic that this would mean freedom for China, Jennifer, but I don't. China is a great nation, a long history, and it's been oppressed the entire time of it. It's never been a free country. The communists came along and made a deal with the people, and they said, we'll give you prosperity by pretending to be sort of capitalist. We'll let some capitalist teachers flourish. You'll get rich, but you give up your freedom. And the Chinese people eagerly bought into that. And in the ensuing years, they had a chance to see what freedom was like around the world. But they were, the Communist Party was keeping its word. They were getting rich. Their cities are new and shiny, and unlike ours, which are falling apart. You go to a Chinese airport, and it's modern and beautiful. You go to LAX, and it's or LaGuardia, and it's a vast wasteland. Then the Chinese communists did what communists always do. Got nervous that people seem to be getting a little too free, because freedom and capitalism go together. You can't have one without the other. You can have fake capitalism for a little while, but they got nervous. They started pulling back the reins. And when the economy went bad and COVID came along, suddenly, the Communist Party wasn't keeping its part of the bargain, and the people were getting restless. Sadly, you have a disarmed, subservient population, except for some brave protesters, and a very large military and security apparatus. So I would love to think that the Chinese people are going to overthrow these communists and hang them from the local streetlights. But I think that's a very tough ask.
Yeah.
But, I look around America, and I think, gosh, I think it'd be kind of hard to weld us into our houses because, we've got 400 million guns.
Right. The Second Amendment always never lets us down in that regard. We're talking with Colonel Kurt Schlichter. He's an attorney, retired Army infantry colonel with a master's in strategic studies from the U.S. Army War College, and a senior columnist at Town Hall, where he has just written the piece, a good one at that, called The Case Against Everyone Else, 2024 Part 2. You've been talking about who you like and perhaps even more importantly, who you don't like in terms of people who might run in 2024. Tell us, who are you liking so far and who are you cautioning against throwing your hat into the ring?
Well, look, I think this is pretty much Godzilla versus King Kong. I think it's got, I think the Republican Party's future is Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. That said, there are a lot of other people who think, well, you know, maybe I could be president. I don't know who's telling them that in many cases.
Oh, they're consultants, maybe?
I mean, Larry Hulk Hogan mania? Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously, who's the guy who says, you know, I could be president? Larry Hogan. And Larry Hogan, of course, being kind of a fool, is like, well, yes, what a reasonable observation. I could do it. America wants the former governor of Maryland, who likes to go on MSNBC and criticize other Republicans. it's just ridiculous. Chris Sununu? Chris Sununu? You're the governor of New Hampshire. You were selfish. You lost the Senate seat. You wouldn't redistrict your state to help Republicans. You're another of the Republicans that the regime media runs to criticize other Republicans. And you think that the Republican base is going to go, well, you know, we like Trump, but we love
Chris Sununu,
you know, maple syrup Jeb.
Right. Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think what McConnell did to Dan Bolduc was unforgivable, and Chris Sununu was part and parcel of that. You know, I have a friend who's a physical therapist for SEAL Team 4. He's based in Germany. He was the first person to tell me about Dan Bolduc. He goes, you got to check this guy out. And, you know, like you, people send me tons of tips. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure this guy's great. He really is great. A great military guy, a lot of respect and leadership. And boy, I mean, Mitch McConnell could screw up a ham sandwich, couldn't he?
Well, look, Mitch McConnell used to be, he is a very talented parliamentary leader. In the last year, he has totally stepped on it. I mean, he's just making mistake after mistake. The base hates him. He hates the base. And it is, that's unsustainable. I don't know how long that's going to go. I mean, first of all, he's, you know, older than dirt. I don't know how long he has left. The problem with the Republicans, Jennifer, is who's getting fired for this screw-up? Because the election was a screw up. We won a little, but we didn't get what we were promised. So we're getting, you know, Mitch McConnell, who's the, you know, Senate leader. We're getting Kevin McCarthy, who's the House leader. And we got Rona McDaniel, probably, as the RNC leader. And I mean, who gets fired for screwing up? Lack of accountability among the leadership is how America got screwed up in the first place. And we're just perpetuating that. I'm totally unsentimental about our political leaders. You either perform or you lose. Hey, Donald Trump, like you a lot. If you're not the right guy, move over. Here's a gold watch. You can wear it on the gold toilet. I don't care. I am not loyal to politicians. Politicians need to be loyal to us. And that seems to have been inverted. I think the 2024 election is going to be about confidence in normality, and I think that's going to make it a tough climb for Donald Trump. Because first of all, it'll be almost 9 years since he came down the escalator. In 2024, yeah, 9 years, and I gotta say, a lot of people are exhausted by him. I'm a big Trump fan. I've written a lot about the great things Donald Trump's done, but again, I'm unsentimental. If he's not the right guy, too bad. I'm not into elections to validate his personal prerogatives. I'm in it to save the country. And if Donald Trump can't cut it, there has to be somebody else. I think Ron DeSantis is the obvious other contender. But, I mean, you know, even guys who are legit candidates, a guy like Mike Pompeo, is a legitimate candidate. He's not a clown show like Liz Cheney or something, or Asa Hutchinson.
You know? There's a blast from the past.
He ought to be riding the chuck wagon or out prospecting. You know, he's out grizzled.
You're getting laughs in studio, in case you couldn't hear. That's a good one. We're talking with Kirk.
Yeah, his running mate will be Jebediah.
We're talking with Kurt Schlichter. Kurt Schlichter giving us his take on the 2024 elections. Hey, you mentioned Ronna McDaniel in the last couple minutes we have you. What's your take? First of all, I agree with you. There's been no postmortem on the November midterms. And when there's no postmortem, that tells me people don't want there to be a postmortem because they're trying to save their own hide. I'm not saying Ronna McDaniel is necessarily doing that. What do you think of this call for some fresh leadership? Others in the space, like Harmeet Dhillon, coming out saying, hey, we need to really get ahead of the mail-in ballot situation, or we need some fresh leadership if she's not willing to do that, if Ronna is not willing to do that. Lee Zeldin apparently is going to decide by Monday if he wants to get in or out. That's what I'm being told. And what do you think about 2024? Who should lead the RNC?
Harmeet Dhillon is incredible. She's a California lawyer. I refer her cases. You know, when I get one, a high-profile case in the political sphere, I do a lot of behind-the-scenes for them.
Yeah.
But when I get a high profile publicized one, I refer to Harmeet and her team, which includes Ron Coleman. They're incredible. Anything Harmeet wants to do, I support. Also, a big supporter of Lee Zeldin, military guy, of course, a New Yorker, pulled off an incredible campaign. No, he didn't win, but he exceeded expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking for, somebody who does better than we expected, someone who makes it happen. And I would love to see either of them get a chance to head the RNC. I'm not any personal against Ron McDaniel. She just didn't get it done. And somebody's head needs to get posted on the pike. We've got to make accountability happen, Jeffer. When you don't make it happen, you need to go. And people need to learn that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's not the lesson. Our ruling class in every aspect fails, whether it's COVID, not winning a war in 30 years, or unequivocally quickly winning a war in 30 years, education, every institution's failing because the leaders aren't held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change that, and we need to change that with ourselves first. It's a terrible message to the base that you can not make it happen and keep your job.
Yeah, that is a shame. Well, Colonel Kurt Schlichter, everybody go check out Kurt's new piece, townhall.com, The Case Against Everyone Else 2024, Part 2. And, of course, I think we both agree. I think we all agree. No Liz Cheney in 2024.
Oh, gosh.
Unless she's on the Democrat ticket. So that'll be interesting. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Happy Friday and have a great weekend.
You too, Jeffer.
Thank you so much. All right, let's take a quick break for news with Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York's Attorney General Letitia James announcing a big ghost gun trafficking ring takedown in a 438-count indictment. Three people were charged from an operation that illegally sold firearms shipped to New York and Pennsylvania from various online retailers before assembly. Devin Smith Martin and Fritz Pierre Louis of Suffolk County and Hakeem Solomon of South Carolina were charged with trafficking ghost guns lacking serial numbers, including assault weapons, machine guns, and semi-automatic pistols. The operation also sold rapid-fire modification devices, silencers, high-capacity magazines, and ammunition. This indictment is the result of a six-month joint investigation between James's office and the New York Drug Enforcement Task Force, comprised of agents and officers of the NYPD, State Police, and DEA, led to the recovery of 57 firearms, nearly all of which were ghost guns. The New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance is fighting to ensure that health insurance includes abortion care. New regulations are expected to be in place by January 1st. Planned Parenthood is happy that the Murphy administration decision, while the state's Right to Life organization that supports helping women who are pregnant but not abortion. Earlier this year, the Garden State passed a law codifying the right to have the procedure performed. In sports, Devils unable to extend their winning streak to four games. They fell 4-3 to the Nashville Predators in overtime. New Jersey is now leading the NHL with 39 points. They'll visit the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow night. Stuck in traffic? Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
Ben Wick Expressway is pretty heavy southbound into College Point Boulevard. The exit ramp is closed because of a fuel spill from an earlier crash. And the Bell Parkway eastbound into Erskine Street. There's a crash on the shoulder and big delays. Harlem River Drive all jammed up, 135th down to 125th. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck 20 minutes, lower deck 5 to 10. Outbound on the upper deck, there's road work blocking the left lane on the ramp to the Palisades. Into town at the Lincoln Tunnel, 5 to 10 minute backup. Same at the Holland Tunnel. If you use the Turnpike approach, it's about 15 to 20 minutes from 1 and 9. Inner Port Street at Doremus Avenue and Port Elizabeth Marine Terminal. That's closed in both directions because of construction. And Bergen Line Avenue in West New York, that's closed between 57th Street and 60th Street because of an apartment building fire on Madison Street. Southern State Parkway slow westbound into Route 107 exit 29. There's a crash. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers has one of the busiest emergency departments in Westchester County. The department is staffed by a highly qualified and experienced team who respond to medical emergencies ranging from fractures to heart attacks. The emergency room at St. Joseph's features a fast-track system for evaluating and treating small emergencies quickly, dedicated asthma treatment center, special protocols for chest pain and strokes, a dedicated radiology suite to expedite diagnosis and reduce waiting times. Now, the New York State Department of Health has designated St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers as a stroke center, which means staff are specially trained to provide state-of-the-art treatments for strokes. St. Joseph's received a Quality Achievement Award from the American Heart Association Stroke Association for the treatment of stroke patients. So when you're injured, not feeling well, or time is of the essence, remember, please, St. Joseph's Medical Center's emergency room. They're there for you 24-7, 914-378-7000. St. Joseph's Medical Center emergency room, 914-378-7000.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
For everything you need to know about health, wellness, and surviving everyday life in the New York, New Jersey metro area, stay tuned for the all-new Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
This holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us with their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home during this year's Season of Hope is U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu. Maggie was 26 years old when she was deployed to Afghanistan in 2015. Just a few months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Now, Tunnel to Towers is delivering a fully adapted, mortgage-free smart home to Maggie and her family in time for the holidays. Smart homes like Maggie's ease the financial burdens Americans' veterans face and make the day-to-day movements of their lives easier. Help America's heroes and their families this holiday season and all year round. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and t.org.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Today's Yonkers trivia segment is sponsored by Empire City Casino by MGM Resorts.
All right, we're back here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattulo and Jen Kearns is sitting in for Joe today. Joe Sebelia is also here as well. Michael is answering the phones. And we've got the final day of the Spotlight on Yonkers Fun Fact that's going to be read by Mayor Mike Spano in just a couple of moments. Listen to today's Yonkers Fun Fact. Call in with the correct answer to 877-970-2999. And now, if you've won a prize from AM970, The Answer, in the last 30 days or so, you're not eligible to win. So please don't call with the answer. We'd love to give this to somebody who has never won before. The first correct caller will win a $50 gift card to redeem at either of renowned chef Peter Kelly's X2O Xavier on the Hudson restaurant in the Yonkers Waterfront District or Restaurant X in Billy Boy Bar in Congress, New York. You can call for reservations at 914-965-1111. That's 914-965-1111. And now here is Mayor Mike Spano with today's Yonkers trivia question.
Name this famous Yonkers resident who is a former Miss Columbus and is currently the CBS Morning News anchor, author of the Revolutionary War historical fiction bestseller, Dear George, Dear Mary, and the First Lady of Yonkers.
And be the first correct caller with the answer to the question at 877-970-2999, and you'll win a $50 gift card to redeem at either of renowned chefs Peter Kelly's X2O Xavier on the Hudson restaurants in the Yonkers Waterfront District or Restaurant X and Bully Boy Bar in Congers, New York. Good luck, and thanks for playing.
All right. Thank you so much, Al. Well, looking at the new class of Congress, as we were just talking with Kurt Schlichter about, one of the priorities that has already been talked about is engaging in this probe of Hunter Biden, in specifically Hunter Biden's business deals and things that Joe Biden himself may have benefited from. And a lot of people saying, well, maybe that's not what we should be focusing on. Or rather, the mainstream media has been telling us that's not what we should be focusing on. But there's a new Rasmussen poll out that I thought was quite interesting. Now, every time you turn on the mainstream news, and that's, you know, ABC News, NBC News, MSNBC, CNN, they all are telling us we need to move on from the Hunter Biden story, that it's been looked into and that we shouldn't care about the behavior or the drug addictions or the, you know, ladies of the night, allegedly, of Hunter Biden. But the Rasmussen poll that came out this week is actually quite interesting. The majority of the American public actually supports a probe into Hunter Biden's business deals. This comes after Republicans announced their plan in Congress to investigate the foreign business dealings. And Rasmussen dug into this. The poll was co-sponsored by Miranda Devine's book, Laptop from Hell. And it found that 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of the House GOP's plans to investigate Hunter Biden's overseas deals. And of that 62% of the American electorate, 42% strongly agreed that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's business dealings needed to be looked into. I thought that was pretty interesting because if you turn on the mainstream media, which a lot of people try not to do these days, but I have to do it because of my job in the media. It's pretty interesting to see the numbers are pretty opposite of what all of the mainstream hosts are telling us the interest is. In fact, Rasmussen found that 61% of voters also believed that it is likely that Joe Biden was, get this, folks, consulted about and perhaps even profited from his son Hunter's overseas business dealings. That 61% of American voters believed at least one of the deals involved a company in mainland China. And that's pretty interesting. So 61% think that Joe Biden, the big guy, did actually get the 10% kickback. And in fact, of those 61%, 44% said it's actually very likely that Joe Biden got a kickback from Hunter Biden's business deals. That was 1,000 likely U.S. voters. It was conducted the week before Thanksgiving. And boy, Rasmussen, as I've said before here on this show, they are one of the only pollsters who got the 2016 contest called accurately between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So that's pretty interesting to me. The majority of the American people, you basically have a quorum of the American voters saying, yes, Hunter Biden's activity should be looked into. And the reason they should be looked into is because Joe Biden was likely profiting and using his office both as the vice president and potentially as the president in business dealings that were overseas and that according to the American people, believed involved at least a company in communist China. And it is true. If you look at Hunter Biden's business dealings, it goes back to 2013. When Joe Biden was the vice president, they took Air Force Two and they were flying to China. And magically, within 2 weeks of that flight, Hunter Biden had locked up, I think it was a $100 million deal with a hedge fund that was based in Shanghai. And I can tell you, I've studied Chinese foreign relations, and you can ask any foreign expert. They will tell you nothing happens in China without Big Daddy government knowing it. And so that certainly needs to be looked into. That's our biggest adversary, maybe China and Russia. And speaking of Russia, a year after that, Hunter Biden on Valentine's Day was given a gift of $3.5 million cash from the widow of a former mayor in Russia. But all the Democrats wanted to do was to talk about how Donald Trump had connections to Russia. It'll be interesting to see what this probe of Hunter Biden reveals. It's not going to be pretty for Joe Biden. And that's why, you know, when we talk about 2024, as we just did with Kurt Schlichter there, I think 2024 could get interesting for Joe Biden. And I think that's why people like Gavin Newsom, who have said they're not going to run for office, I think they're not being intellectually honest, because trust me, Gavin Newsom is building a shadow campaign that can be turned on with the flip of a switch if Joe Biden ends up getting indicted or sullied beyond belief over these Hunter Biden dealings. So we will watch that play out here and we will keep you posted. Speaking of keeping you posted, let's break for traffic with Janelle Crispin.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got some major delays on the Major Deacon southbound. Approaching Van Cortlandt Park South, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. Harlem River Drive, pretty heavy southbound, 135th down to 125th. And the Cross Bronx is loaded up eastbound the Major Deacon out to Webster Avenue and westbound Castle Hill Avenue out to 3rd Avenue. There's a 20-minute delay inbound on the upper deck of the GW Bridge, lower deck 10 to 15. Outbound on the upper deck, road work blocking the left lane on the ramp to the Palisades. 5 to 10 into town at the Lincoln Tunnel. 5 to 10 at the Holland Tunnel from the Turnpike Bridge in about 15 to 20 minutes from 1 and 9. Van Wyck, southbound at College Point Boulevard, the exit ramp is closed because of a fuel spill. And the Southern State Parkway westbound into Route 107, exit 29 in North Massapequa, there's a crash on the shoulder. We have alternate side-of-the-street parking rules in effect today. It's also another gridlock alert day. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin, Lecho Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Orange basketball visits Notre Dame Saturday to play the ACC opener for both. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us Saturday morning for Orange pregame at 11:30. Tip-off at noon on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about a great family tradition in celebrating the birth of Christ right here in the middle of New York. In fact, at Carnegie Hall on December the 15th at 7:30 in the evening, imagine yourself singing Christmas carols with Keith and Kristen Getty, a big choir, and 2,000 of your best friends here in New York. The Gettys just got their first Grammy nomination, and they're going to have Grammy winner Ricky Skaggs joining them. And then it's going to be an evening of worship and Christmas caroling with Celtic, bluegrass, classical, and modern music all wrapped up in a vibrant celebration of Christmas. Sing an Irish Christmas at Carnegie Hall December 15th. Learn more at gettymusic.com/NYC. That's gettymusic.com/NYC.
In Christ alone, who took on
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel next October for the Stand with Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we visit key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you an unprecedented view of a region you've likely only heard about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. You'll set foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and more. We'll have special guides for our group, luxury accommodations, and I will be broadcasting, and so will Mike, our shows from Israel. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Come with Mike Gallagher and me in 2023. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show here on AM 970, The Answer. Just about 5 minutes before the top of the hour, Jen Kern sitting in for Joe Piscopo today. But we do have a winner for the Spotlight on Yonkers trivia question. And Gene from Tarrytown knew the answer to this question, as read by Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano.
Name this famous Yonkers resident who is a former Miss Columbus and is currently the CBS Morning News anchor, author of the Revolutionary War historical fiction bestseller, Dear George, Dear Mary, and the First Lady of Yonkers. The answer, Mary Calvi.
And that's right. She get, Jean from Tarrytown gets a $50 gift card to either Peter Kelly's X2O Xavier on the Hudson Restaurant, on the waterfront, Yonkers Waterfront District, or Restaurant X and Bully Boy Bar in Congress, New York. Congratulations to Gene from Tarrytown. And now, John Woodward is here with our weather forecast. John, what's going on the next couple of days here?
Well, we have some chilly days on tap, although it will be a little milder tomorrow. Chilly start this morning. Sunshine today. We'll get up to 46 for the high this afternoon. Clouds increase tonight, the low 43. And then we'll see periods of rain tomorrow, mainly into the early afternoon. Then it tapers off. It'll be very windy and milder with a high of 57. And then brisk and colder again Sunday. Sunshine returns, the high 43.
All right. Well, thanks so much, John. We appreciate it. We will check in with you next hour. Jim, what do we got coming up for the 8 o'clock hour here?
All right. Good hour ahead. We're going to be talking with Councilman Robert Holden. He's a Democratic city council member from Queens, talking about New York State Democrats looking to make taxpayers foot the bill for illegal immigrants. That price tag could be up to $300 million. I'm calling it the Relocate to Florida plan. How much more can New Yorkers take, right? Then we'll talk with Hillary Kramer, one of Wall Street's most successful equity analysts. And she's going to talk about inflation, the economy, what you need to know heading into the holiday season. And we'll continue talking politics and all sorts of good stuff on this Friday on the Joe Piscopo Show. Keep it tuned here. We'll be right back.
Three-star.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.